Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in. Every week, we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or my choice. This week's topic, natural resources. And don't forget that any opinions shared on the show are just that, opinions, and remember that if anybody says anything offensive, they don't mean to offend, and they're just expressing their opinions. And with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. Now, I've been doing a lot of research recently on our modern food, and as it turns out, our food actually contains less nutrients than it did in the past, right? For example, now it takes about 100 carrots to get the same amount of nutrients of one in the 1950s. Like, that's insane. And a burger patty contains about half its calcium than before. Like, no wonder newer generations are so tired and depressed and stuff. No wonder we're not getting the nutrients we need. And I think, from what I've seen, this is mostly due to our modern farming techniques. Like, for thousands of years, our ancestors have been farming the exact same way, and rightly so. Like, it works. Basically, we rotate our crops, take a break over the winter, and stuff like that, right? Get the nutrients flowing in a good cycle and stuff. But nowadays, we can plant 5 crops in the space of one. We farm year-round, and we basically drown them in chemicals to make them grow bigger and faster. Like, you might be thinking, though, this is all a really good thing, right? Like, more crops in the same space, year-round farming, right? Bigger, faster growth, right? I can tell you that every single good thing in the world has its downsides. And with all these techniques that we're using, we are actually depriving the soil of its nutrients. So how farming works is that plants use nutrients in the soil to grow, right? Then animals eat those plants and get the nutrients from the plants, which came originally from the soil, right? Then, once the plants and animals die, then they decompose in the soil, giving the nutrients back into the soil, right? Corporate farmers nowadays, though, in their ignorance, are actually depleting the nutrients in the soil. Because before the plants can decompose properly, then they just tear them up. Like, now, you can harvest and you can plant on the same day. In the past, though, then you had to wait like a month for the plants to decompose and stuff, so before you could actually start planting again. This does create more food, but at the same time, it's not putting the nutrients back in the soil, which means that there's overall less nutrients in the food, right, over time. And these reasons are why the food we eat actually has less nutrients than it did in a time like 1950. Now, next up, my mom told me a story about her school food once, right? So, we live in Idaho, the land of potatoes, and take a guess on where Idahoans get our potatoes, or at least where her school got their potatoes. Got your guess? You're probably wrong, though, okay? So for some strange reason, we decide to import them from across the country, like Kansas or Kentucky or something, import them over here so that we can eat them. This makes no sense. This is ridiculous, right? Considering the fact that we have more than enough potatoes to feed ourselves, and other states, probably, right? We've got so many, and it grows so well. Like, I seriously just want to punch the person who thought it was a good idea to import food, or to import goods, that we produce ourselves, like, more than enough, right? We produce more than we can use in this one thing, and we still decide to import it. I just think that's a very dumb idea. And this actually increases the number of preservatives in our food, which is another kind of chemical that basically, preserves the food over time so it can last longer without going bad. So my and my family's opinion on the matter of healthy food is that basically our goal needs to be to drive the preservative companies bankrupt, right? Like, there are a few things that you need preservatives for, like, I don't know, importing goods that literally don't grow in the area. Yeah, that makes sense. But if you're importing stuff that you already grow, it just makes no sense, and it's overly expensive, right? Preservatives still cost money, and it just drives the prices up, preservatives do. Okay, sorry, preservatives. And I think that we need to really stop these ridiculous practices, which are overall costing us more, right? As a people and as companies and everything, right? And I am sorry if I'm making this sound like more like a fact, but I really mean it as an opinion. It is my opinion and just that, not a fact. And I feel super strongly about America's and the world's health, right? Like, I want us all to feel good. And I honestly just want to make a world where future generations never really have to worry about fixing these kinds of stupid mistakes or stupid problems, right? That honestly, it's just like, why would you even do this in the first place? It makes no sense. And honestly, I want corporations, at least in the food industry, to really go out of business. Like, that sounds terrible, but honestly, they're not making very many. Like, they're making a few new jobs, but if you think about it, those jobs are just going to be taken over by robots here in the near future, if you think about it. I don't know. I just feel like they're making more problems than they're making solutions, right? I feel like they're just making too many problems and they're just not worth them. Like, I don't know. That's just my opinion. Now, moving on, I'd like to actually hear your guys' opinions on all of this stuff, right? Like, feel free to comment, answer polls, something like that, right? I'm trying to work on that. And as I've said in other episodes, I really want to get involved in the community, right? And if anybody has any recommendations, or comments or something, either comment if you're on YouTube or answer questions I post on Spotify or polls or something like that. Yeah, I'm trying to work on getting other platforms included, but it's still a work in progress, and I'm working on it. And finally, thank you so much for listening. Like, you have no idea just how much it means to me that even just one person's listening to this podcast, let alone 30 at the time of writing the script. Like, I just find it amazing, and I thank you so much. Like, I don't know, I find it, yeah. Now, admit it, the Earth is running out of space, and we don't have anywhere else to go yet, right? We're at the rate we're going, we're not going to have space to go in the future. So, in the meantime, we basically have to tear up our food supply just to create enough space for housing, right? Just to create enough space to house our population. Like, I'm seeing this in my hometown. So, my dad lives between two cities, or two towns. One is decently big and is more of a city, and the other one is still kind of a country town, but it's growing, but they're both growing very nicely. And they're starting to get a little bit close to each other, at least the city part of them, right? I honestly didn't think I'd ever see the day when the city part would collide. Like, they already have borders and stuff, just because country areas, and counties, but I think that with the exponential growth in the population, I think that the collision is much closer than I originally thought it was. It's crazy. It's crazy how fast it's going. Anyway, back to the focus of overpopulation is becoming an issue so much faster than anybody ever thought it could ever be, right? Like, we naturally as humans, are actually searching for a comfortable escape route from this planet, just in case we ruin it, right? Or not just in case, when we ruin it. And that's not an if, that's not just in case, that is a when. When we ruin it, because we will, for sure. And I 100% support the colonization of other planets, but I do think that we need to fix our own planet before we move. Just because, if we do move, we'll just ruin it. We'll just ruin whichever one, because it's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's like taking out a loan so that you can pay off a loan, right? If you couldn't pay off the first loan, what makes you think you can pay off another loan, right? What makes you think you'll be able to do that? Like, I don't know. Maybe that's just me being pessimistic about all this and all of us, but really, I truly believe that we humans really need to learn to clean up our messes before we make more of them, right? So overall, I think the human race is, at least personally, I think the human race is on a straight path for doomsday. Right? And, like, yeah, the last couple of generations are starting to steer the path away from that, but at the rate we're already going, I don't think we're going to be able to avoid it. It's sad, but I think we're not going to be able to. And I also think that all the greedy corporations out there, at least in the food industry, really just either need to take the initiative to change their techniques so that it actually benefits us, or they need to quit, right? They need to stop and quit it. Like, yeah, they're making a lot of money, but nobody cares about money anymore. It's survival, and it's about well-being. It's not about the money, no matter how much you think it is. And, like, honestly, they're just making problems. Or they're making a few solutions, but I think they're creating way more problems than solutions. And, like, despite what the news might say about them, right? Now, humanity has a ton of problems, all of which we need to take care of ASAP. And if not, I think that it could actually mean the end of the world as we know it, or the end of humanity as we know it, right? If we need to fix these things ASAP, or it's not going to work, we're not going to be able to avoid this, I think. And with that encouraging thought, I'm David Bolander, this was Random Radio, and I am David Bolander, and this was Random Radio, signing off.